One of the things I consider to be completely ridiculous is this notion, and put forth by Republicans and some Democrats, is that somehow labeling our food with country of origin labeling and so forth is an impediment to free trade. Balderdash, I say. That's nonsense. I'd like to know if my steak came from Kansas. I'd like to know if my pork came from Michigan. I'd like to know where my eggs come from. You know, when you look at things like the contamination rate of shrimp that come from Vietnam, almost 80% contamination rate. Don't you think I'm entitled to know where my shrimp come from? Because as a consumer, I do. Bob Thompson joining me now, the president of the Michigan Farmers Union, to talk more about it. Bob, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Steve. I appreciate it.
You know, how in the world, by slapping a Made in Michigan tag on a package of grass-fed ground beef or pork or raspberries or apples or any other damn thing, how does that impede trade in any way?
I don't see that it does. I share the same view. Our organization shares the same view. As farmers, we want to be able to identify what we're producing. We produce a high-quality class product, and I think that the American farmer deserves the right to put that label on that package so that the American consumer has the knowledge to make an informed decision when they decide what to buy.
Yeah, Made in America means something, doesn't it? And let's be honest, my friend. The American farmer, helped out by companies like the one in Moline, Illinois, better known as John Deere, have created an opportunity to feed the world. I mean, I've traveled. I've been to Argentina. I've been to Africa. You know what I see? I see John Deere tractors planting crops with seeds from the United States that have been tested by American farmers and proven to be reliable and consistent and, you know, and drought resistant and pest resistant. You know, in 1970s, the people on the left were telling us that, you know, we were all going to starve to death because we couldn't feed ourselves. Well, the American farmer, along with American technology, and John Deere is my easiest example, American technology, both in the machinery and the seeds we use, have fed the world, have they not, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. American agriculture has grown leaps and bounds. We have done everything we can do to enhance our industry within the states, and as you say, it's migrated around the world, and not just through John Deere, but like you say, the other aspects of agriculture, seed development, and the like, chemical development, safe chemicals, et cetera.
Yeah. So, why the fear, do you think, then? Yeah, and I've had this. Trust me. I get this push more from Republicans than Democrats about, well, we don't need to label things because it's an impediment to trade. It's a non-starter. It makes no sense. There is no common sense attached to that. And one of those people is going to be on the program here in just a few minutes. Congressman Tim Walberg said that we don't need this sort of labeling because it stands in the way of trade, free trade. Nonsense. I'm not less inclined to buy something because it says Australia, but I might look at the shrimp twice from Vietnam because I know the contamination rates. And I think I have a right as a consumer. If I'm going to feed that to my family, I need to know that.
Well, and I think the only impediment to free trade might be the fact that the World Trade Organization has ruled against our mandatory label legislation that Representative Walberg and his colleagues have seen fit to repeal in the House of Representatives. While there is a much more salvageable arrangement that has been offered by Senator Hovind of North Dakota and Senator Stabenow of Michigan, that would, rather than have the mandatory label, it would be a voluntary label, which would put it almost lockstep in line with what the Canadians use to this day. And
are you okay with it? Let me ask you, are you okay with voluntary labeling?
The Board of Directors of the National Farmers Union has, with considerable debate, agreed with the voluntary labeling from the standpoint that it is the last game in town. The World Trade Organization has ruled on several occasions that our laws currently on the books violate WTO process and rules. And we're waiting anxiously for the WTO to set a final date. Well, they have set a final date, excuse me, December 7th, where the COOL arbitration has been in consideration.
Which is country of origin labeling, COOL, COOL. Country of origin label. You know, it just it doesn't make any sense here, Bob. Let's just cut right to it. You know, if you make something somewhere, we have to, by law, we have to label our cars and car parts and the content of our Ford and our Chevy and our Chrysler. You know, and I have to know where that comes from by law so that jobs are protected. But shouldn't we be protecting the jobs of those that work in agriculture in America just the same? I think we should. And I just got a comment from one of our listeners. Jim said, you know, if my food's coming from China, I want to know that so I can buy something else. And I agree with that. And now you've got plans to ship, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, whole chicken carcasses to China for processing, then to be shipped back to the United States. I'm sorry. If you're shipping meat back and forth across the ocean, isn't the contamination rate there potentially to be a lot higher as well? I mean, I'd rather pay an extra 50 cents a pound than have salmonella for dinner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There needs to be a rational labeling process. While mandatory is our preferred vehicle, the voluntary process will work, in our opinion, because the American consumer is going to demand it. In polling over a 10-year period has said that 90% of the American consumer wants to know where their food comes from, and we believe that they should have that.
I demand it, actually. Yeah, I demand that I know where my food comes from. All right. Bob, you've got my vote. Bob Thompson, the president of the Michigan Farmers Union. Not only should we know where our food comes from for our own safety, I'd like to support Michigan farmers. I do that by knowing where things come from. I greatly appreciate your time, Bob.
Well, thank you for inviting me.